This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, what a relief, you might say. And for some analysis of all of this, let's bring in Julia Coronado. She's chief economist at investment bank BNP Paribas. She's with us as she is every Monday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I guess a relief, as I said, perhaps for some in the rest of Europe. What does all this mean for the euro debt crisis?
Well, as you said, we've averted disaster, so we're not talking about Greece leaving the eurozone this morning. But it doesn't really resolve the fact that Greece is on a very, very long and difficult road. So that question, while it's been pushed aside for the day, is not completely off the table. And there's still a lot of negotiating that needs to happen, and it's not going to be easy.
What does this mean for us here in the United States? Obviously, we've been talking about headwinds coming from Europe. Does this help us at all, our economy?
Probably not much. We've already been dealing with our own issues with another underperformance of the U.S. economy in the first half of the year. The data has been pretty weak. Manufacturing, retail sales all seem to be slowing. And the Fed is meeting this week, and they need to decide whether the U.S. economy needs another jolt. And I think that they are going to decide that they need to add a little more stimulus to get our own economy going.
Now, this Greek crisis has been sort of building for several weeks as we led up to this election over the weekend. Have any lessons been learned, do you think, going into this so that we don't just have crisis after crisis after crisis in Europe?
Well, I would like to say that we have. I mean, what I hope that the European policymakers are learning from the fact that each of these developments brings a shorter and shorter period of relief in financial markets is that you can't just keep kicking the can down the road. Ultimately, we need to know whether Europe has the will to stand together and form a fiscal union like the United States has, or something at least somewhat similar, or do they not? And it's a very, very difficult decision for these countries that all have different cultures and languages and traditions to make, to give up basically some of their own control for the greater good of the whole. But that's ultimately what needs to happen. And each of these little relief periods, again, they're just not lasting.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.